This is the Pretentious Wrestling Podcast, a production of ProWrestling.net. I'm Will, he's Jake. You can follow us on Twitter at It's Will Time and at Barnett Jake. On today's show, Will and Jake preview the Labor Day episode of Raw with Kevin Owens as champion and how WWE moves forward from there. Want more of our premium content on ProWrestling.net? Sign up for .net membership. Want to support our independent wrestling podcast? Leave us a review on iTunes. We'd greatly appreciate it. Have the best day. So, Jake, I'm sure you know this, but a kind of big thing happened last week on Raw with Kevin Owens capturing the WWE Universal Championship in one of the more intriguing Raw closing angles in recent memory. Also, happy Labor Day to you and everybody listening, especially those who labor on occasion. This day is for you. Yay for labor? Yeah. But Jake, we're here to preview Monday Night Raw, and this is the fallout of the big Kevin Owens title win, the big Triple H return. Let's start real quick. What do you think of Kevin Owens as WWE Universal Champion?
I was rooting for him. Last week on, I guess it would be 2 weeks ago now, on .NET Weekly, Jason and I were speculating over who would win the Universal Championship last Monday. And it was, Kevin Owens was my choice. I thought, well, if they want to continue, the momentum they had built up, sort of casting for change with Finn Balor and the new era and things of that nature, then Owens was a logical pick because he can talk, he can work, and he wouldn't feel any, he wouldn't feel stale. Like, I think going back to a heel Seth Rollins or a Roman Reigns title win would have been. And so I was really happy to see Kevin Owens win. And I think the closing angle on Raw is going to be, and was supposed to be, controversial because there's going to be people wondering how Triple H is going to interface with Mick Foley and Stephanie McMahon, what, his relationship with Kevin Owens is going to be going forward, and how that's going to play out. And so I think that part of it is intriguing. I'm a little bit hesitant to endorse it just because I'm deathly afraid of authority figure drama at this point.
Yeah, that is my biggest fear coming out of it. And I should say, I was gleeful on Monday night watching Kevin Owens win the WWE Championship. It was a really cool moment to see. And I'm just going to probably end up shorthanding it as the WWE Championship or the Universal Championship far too often instead of saying the full name. But it was really just a phenomenal thing to see. Kevin Owens, a guy I've watched for years, a guy you've watched for years, a guy so many of us kind of learned was a really good wrestler and a really good dude and a really great character and all of these things over our time as wrestling fans, get this big moment that people thought he would never have, that people would have doubted, that people doubted back in 2011, 2012, 2013, even when he came to WWE in 2014, saying like, oh, well, yeah, but he'll never be a championship guy. I just don't see it. And he proved a lot of people wrong and was has worked hard and been and now is a guy that WWE is falling back on at a time when plan A is injured. Plan A did not work out, so they have to figure out what to do. And I think it's remarkable that they're not falling back on a Seth Rollins or a Roman Reigns or something like that, but that they're falling back on Kevin Owens. Now, with that said, there's the authority figure drama. There's the fact that Kevin Owens won because Triple H came out. There's the fact that you've got now this Triple H and Mick Foley weird thing, this Triple H and Stephanie weird thing, Triple H and Roman obviously is a thing, Triple H and Rollins is a thing. And there's all of that intrigue, along with Kevin Owens being the guy to physically hold the belt. And I do share your fear that it's going to lead to mostly Triple H authority figure drama. And I hope that's not the way they go. I hope they find a way to keep Kevin Owens separate from it, or even pivot into it being Triple H is more Kevin Owens' manager and all this, but that the real drama is about Kevin Owens and his championship.
That was my hope as well. I think Triple H in a management position, like a, you know, just kind of overseeing Kevin Owens and having some, I guess, malice towards the existing power structure, because, you know, he can make the argument that, you know, Vince and Stephanie, you know, his own wife kind of locked him out of power. He wasn't even consulted about this new, you know, Raw and being rebranded and bringing in a GM and that whole thing. So perhaps he can put together, I guess, a stable of wrestlers to, you know, not necessarily compete for power, but to capture championships and to wield power that way. And, you know, just be an old school wrestling manager in a sense that you put together a group of guys, those guys compete for championships, you have the championships, you kind of can, you know, swing a little bit of authority around. And, you know, he doesn't have to be the COO or, you know, Stephanie McMahon's husband or the general manager or the commissioner or what, you know, however you want to phrase it. He can just wield his own power that he gains through, you know, his cunning and manipulation and things of that nature. And so that works for me. But if it immediately becomes, well, I'm still the COO and you all report to me, and why wasn't I consulted about this? And, you know, you get lost in the bureaucracy of, like, the corporate world, and then you try to parlay that into something on television. That sounds like, you know, just having your teeth drilled to me. Like, I would rather see them try to turn it into a clever wrestling storyline that involves a lot of wrestlers, you know, doing what they do best and, you know, competing over championships and try to center the story around that rather than just the personalities of the authority figures involved. Because I don't think people are really interested in seeing that, especially, you know, after they got a taste of, you know, what they thought was a new era with Finn Balor and Sasha Banks and all the optimism that came out of that. I think going backwards and falling back on old storyline, you know, tropes and mistakes would be just a huge reversion to me.
Yeah, so that leads me to wonder, what do you do on Raw? Raw's tonight. I look at it and go, okay, cool. I make Raw more about Kevin Owens than I do Triple H, and I might have Triple H. I also look at it as, well, it's a holiday show. The bummer of it is it's a holiday show. Next week is the Monday Night Football doubleheader that you know is going to take attention away from WWE. Oh, crap. Then they have Monday Night Football competition for kind of the rest of the year into next year. So what is WWE to do? What can they do here that gets them the attention they want? It may be their last chance to communicate to people, even though it's a holiday. My hope is that they find a way to make the show more about Kevin Owens, make it about Kevin Owens' next challenge, what match is he going to have at the Clash of the Champions show, and maybe a little bit less about Triple H, or even carrying out the intrigue of Triple H. There's something there, I think, where WWE can say, well, yeah, we're going to give you answers on this, but we're not going to flesh out the entire Triple H relationship now. We're going to wait 3, 4, 5 weeks and let it play out. Let Triple H's motivations remain a mystery. And you end up with a kind of a nice combination of a champion getting pushed and an intriguing story going into football, showing that WWE isn't just giving up on the fall season.
Yeah, I think they should go about it in the way that, you know, in me and Jason and I talked about this on Dynamite Weekly last week, was, you know, do you try to do what they've done in years past where you have like a season premiere? And maybe, you know, if they were going to hype that for Monday, or, you know, for the Labor Day show, they would have had to do it over the weekend. But maybe next week for Monday Night Football, you know, you kind of set up a season premiere and you book some major matches, and you kind of work your angles to the point where, you know, you have some follow-up that people are excited to see. You know, and they had opportunities to do that in years past, and they just never followed up on it and never made it a priority. And the first episode of Raw that coincided with Monday Night Football would oftentimes even be called a season premiere, but it would just be a continuation of old stories and nothing particularly exciting would happen. And they would, you know, like that one year, I think they had John Cena come out there and talk about, well, you know, tune in at halftime, you know, that kind of thing, where it's just like,
oh, what? I remember that one. That was during the Lesnar feud. And it was at halftime of this show, halftime. Like they made it really clear. We're doing something at halftime of the football game.
Yeah, it was obnoxious. Like just how they had just given up, and you know they had no illusions about how many viewers they were going to lose when the football game kicked off. So I think it, you know, they have to make an extra special effort. You know, it seems like, you know, overall the tone of WWE since this brand split and extension has been sort of catering to their more, I guess, core audience. It's a more of a niche audience. They're promoting wrestlers who are largely known for their in-ring ability. You know, it's a different type of WWE than we had just 3, 4, 5 years ago, where, you know, it was older stars, it was major names, it was, you know, the WWE sort of, you know, that their quote unquote universe sort of revolved around a couple of familiar faces, and now they're in a different mode where they're trying to build up new people, and you know, it's been a long time coming, but I think they're going to need to get around the perceived lack of name value and star power by booking clever shows that, you know, keep people sucked into their television.
Yeah, they're on a fun path, and I hope it stays there, and I hope that they don't get distracted by, you know, returning stars, say, come January. I hope that WWE does not get distracted by kind of all of the more ridiculous things that we know that they tend to do, because I don't want another non-canonical WrestleMania. Like, I don't want another show that seems to exist outside of the day-to-day stories WWE is telling, and that means that I want a good, you know, I want a good semi-basic show. I want a show that it just has matches that have been built up for a long time that people have been anticipating, and I think WWE could be on a fun road to do that. On Raw, I hope that they go the route of, you know, Kevin Owens is champion, he is the guy, and we're also gonna do a little bit of intrigue with Triple H, but nothing crazy, but we'll see, because obviously WWE has habits that they like to follow here, and they are not exactly the best habits for a company to be in. Anything else that you're anticipating about tonight's episode of Raw that you kind of want to see?
Well, I guess I would like to see clarification of how they want to handle the relationship between Owens and Triple H, if it's going to be, you know, Kevin Owens, he didn't ask for help from Triple H and he doesn't want it. And, you know, they try to keep Owens somewhat separate and they treat Triple H's feuds as separate from his, or if they're going to end up, you know, joining forces because they have similar enemies, or, you know, how that's going to work. You know, I think getting the promo part of that started will be important. And I would open the show with an Owens promo. I mean, very few people in the company at this point are, you know, as clever on the microphone as he is. And so giving him microphone time has been something that I think a lot of people have been asking for, you know, since he debuted, and it's been limited. And a lot of times he's kind of stuck doing the backstage segments and not live promos. So
yeah,
giving him that microphone will be important. And seeing how he interacts with whoever his next feud opponent is going to be will be interesting to watch, because it's, you know, essentially he was a guy that was handed a championship and he still has a lot to prove, and, you know, he's uniquely qualified, you know, as Jason and I spoke about on .NET Weekly, you know, to be the chicken shit undeserving heel champion. And so I'm interested to see his take on it and how it works.
Yeah, I agree. Give him a microphone. Let him run. Let him actually run with that title and see what happens. I want to know what's next for, like, Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins. You've got these guys who have been at the top for a long time, honestly got kind of stale at the top for a while, and I think a lot of people's fears last week were, well, they're going to go with Reigns or Rollins, and either way, it's not all that compelling. now I'm guessing one of them ends up challenging Kevin Owens for the title at the Clash of the Clashship Champions show. Just don't know which one. And I wonder, too, you know, if the guy who's not in that first feud, is it Reigns going down to, you know, feud with Rusev some more? Or is it Owens or is it Seth Rollins doing something new and different and on the undercard? And I wonder who he could feud with at the same time, too. There's because if you do Owens versus Rollins, you kind of have a heel versus heel matchup unless they just turn, you know, unless they make everything super clear. And Seth Rollins is now the white meat babyface and all of that, which I don't think the time is right to do. There are a lot of questions about Raw right now, kind of making it an intriguing show. I was really happy this week that we have the brand split because it meant that I had to wait a week to watch Raw. Like, I, you know, Kevin Owens wins and I'm all excited and I go, oh, wow, I don't have to, like, I won't really get more development for this on SmackDown. That's cool. Like, that's a fun part of the brand split is lessening that exposure of two wrestlers in a fun way. I really like that. So anything else to add before we sign off and let people get back to their Labor Day cookouts and things?
No, I think we covered everything, man. It's a holiday edition of Raw, so I don't quite know, you know, coming off of a hot show, you know, whether this is going to be a big letdown or whether they're going to follow up strong on last week. But I'm optimistic that we'll at least get a good promo out of Kevin Owens, and that part of Raw will be worth tuning into.
Yeah, my hope is that the 90-minute version of Raw is as compelling as can be. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and have a nice rest of your Labor Day. Thank you for listening to this ProWrestling.net podcast. For more, make sure to subscribe to the show on iTunes, hit us up with a rating, and tell your friends. Also, please check out the goodness of ProWrestling.net membership. Bye!